As I was coming here, somebody asked me, so what's going to happen in 2012? And my immediate sort of off-the-cuff response was nothing. Which I probably should have modified to not much more than what's happening now. As soon as people hear a date, we get fixed on that date. You know, December the 21st, 2012. It's like, come that day, everything's going to happen. That's going to be the time when the great transformation, renewal, the collapse of everything, whatever it is, it's like it's going to be on that day. I don't think much is going to happen on that day. There may be some, you know, celebrations at holy sites around the world where people are gathering to celebrate the solstice of 2012 and waiting for the end of the world to happen. I was actually looking yesterday, just out of interest, to be even more precise, when is the solstice? It's actually at 11:11, which is something that probably happens once in every 1,000, 1,500 years. The solstice is actually on that time, 11:11. So all those people who are so caught up in 11:11 are going to have a whale of a time. The solstice of 2012 is on 11:11. Hey, couldn't be much better than that. And there may even be people going to be sitting around at 11, waiting for 11 minutes past 11 on the 21st for the moment to happen. And so I think it's just going to pass, that moment will pass unnoticed. Or even the year. I mean, people are going to start expecting change come January the 1st of 2012. The point is, it's not about a moment in time. And this was something John was pointing to. It's about the times, the period of time. And John was talking about, you know, the sun crossing the center of the galaxy, the ecliptic, the solstice. That's the point when the center of the sun crosses the center of the galaxy. But from the moment the top of the sun, or at the top of the sun, starts crossing the center of the galaxy and the bottom of the sun does, that's a period of about 36 years. So there's a period of 36 years when the sun is crossing the center of the galaxy. And we're in that period now. If you want to be exact, that began, whatever it was, 1994, and we go on to 2030. So that's a sort of a period of time. Or we could make it, I like to think it probably appeared more like 100 years. I don't think the Mayan calendar was saying, you know, at that particular day, it ran its full circle. And as it came to an end, we're entering these times. For me, 2012 is like the epicenter of this. You know, an epicenter, we're familiar with epicenters of earthquakes. And the word epi is important because it means sort of roundabout here. You know, an earthquake doesn't have an actual center, but there's sort of an area where the earthquake is centered, and it's like it's coming out from somewhere around there. So when they say, you know, the epicenter of this earthquake was this particular village or something, it's just that's sort of where it was centered, but there's no actual point. And as you get further away from that epicenter, so the vibrations get less, but you can still feel them maybe 100 miles away, 200 miles away, and you can record them with instruments across the planet. So I see 2012 as like an epicenter in time. I almost think of it as a cultural earthquake that's happening. It's the epicenter of a cultural earthquake. And the closer we get to that time, the more the crisis is going to deepen, and also the push towards change, transformation is going to increase, that pressure is going to increase. So we're getting closer and closer to the epicenter of the change. And as we move beyond the epicenter, that change is going to keep reverberating. And as with an earthquake, there's no sort of final limits to it. I think the same with 2012, and it's interesting what John pointed out yesterday, that maybe this began on the summer solstice, when the summer solstice sun crossed the center of the galaxy, which was 12,000 years ago at the opposite point, was when maybe the seeds of the decay began to, or seeds of the, not decay, but the falling into the crisis slowly began to happen, and it's been deepening and deepening and faster and faster and faster as we approach this point. So that's how I see 2012 as a sort of a period in history with no discrete boundaries, but something we are clearly heading into. We are in a period of crisis.